And welcome back. 4:35 in the Anchorage Bowl. You're tuned in to KUDO 1080 AM, and this is the Aaron Selbig Show. We are very pleased to have with us in the studio right now two of the uninvestigated legislators left in the state of Alaska. We're joined by Representative Harry Crawford and Senator Hollis French. Fellas, thanks a lot for taking time out to join us. It's always a pleasure to have you in, especially on an exciting news day like today.
Great day to be alive.
It really is. I mean, in a way, you know, I hate to sound or to even feel giddy and excited, because really this is ultimately the bottom line. This is bad for the state, but this is something that you don't have to be a legal expert or an oil company expert to have seen coming a long time ago, that companies like Veeco, especially Veeco, but others as well, the oil industry in general, have had an undue influence on certain parts of our legislature and our leadership in this state, and I'll go ahead and say especially Republican leadership, that it seems at this point like their chickens may finally be coming home to roost, and I, for one, take some satisfaction in that.
Yeah.
All right. 929-5160, the telephone number. Senator French and Representative Crawford, we've already got a couple of callers lined up, so if you don't mind, let's go to the phones.
In.
Let's just do it. We go to line one now, where we're joined by Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
What's on your mind?
I was thinking maybe we should have a not-so-special third session, and maybe we can get a redo on this PPT. And I also wondered if U.S. senators have a secret power to absolve criminals in their own home state.
Hmm.
Those are my only observations, remarks.
Interesting. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for that.
This is Hollis French, and I'm pretty sure that there's no power of pardon in the United States Senate. So that's a pretty easy.
President Bush could do that, maybe. That's about it. What about his first question? And, you know, it has come out today, according to the Associated Press, got a hold of a copy of the search warrant that was served on Donnie Olson's office yesterday, and it does mention the PPT tax. The FBI is looking for documents related to that tax and Vico's involvement, apparently, in the discussions on that tax. If this does come out that there was dirty pool playing, will this net profits tax be nil? Will it go into effect? Do you think will happen?
I don't think it voids the law, but it does, enforce or make stronger our argument that we should have been on the gross all along, that there's just less game playing on the gross. There's less ability to manipulate numbers. There's less ability to bring, you know, legal arguments about what an allowable expense is on the gross. You just count the number of barrels, multiply it by a percentage, and you got your tax. And so it just enforces or makes stronger the simplicity argument behind a gross tax.
Representative Crawford, Rob suggested maybe we should go back to a third special session this month and revisit this in this current climate now. And it's not just these FBI raids. This has been building for a while. I think average Alaskans are becoming more and more frustrated, angry even, at the influence that they see that the oil industry has over our legislature and our leaders. And they are mistrustful of this tax. And maybe I think even folks who wouldn't have previously thought so think that going to a gross tax or something that's a lot more black and white and clear cut might be the way to do it.
I don't want to do anything that's going to absolve these guys of what they've done. I don't want a third special session. I don't want to have them have the ability to go back and try to make amends. This is we've got the best legislature that oil companies can buy right now. I mean, that's just the fact of the matter. What we need to do is go to the polls, change this legislature out for a much more balanced and one that's not bought and paid for by big oil. So that's my take, is let's go to the polls. Let's take care of these guys that were part of the corrupt blank club.
You can say it on the air. The Corrupt Bastards Club. I cannot believe it. They actually had hats apparently printed and wore them to their petroleum club poker games or what?
And, you know, there's something about this that just my mind resists that. I can almost not believe that a grown man would actually have something like that. You know, even if it was a joke. I mean, it's like some kind of a teenager's idea of what a politician does, is you put a big cigar in your mouth and you wear a hat that says, you know, Corrupt Bastards Club. It turns my stomach, and I really hope it turns out not to be true. I just really, really want to not believe that that was happening, you know, in Juneau.
If it was a joke, it's certainly not funny at all. Let's go back to the phones, 929-5160, our telephone number. Senator Hollis French and Representative Harry Crawford, our guests. We go to line two now and Phil. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. And Senator French and Representative Crawford, thanks for being here. A couple of things. First of all, I was listening to the radio, the right-wing radio this morning, and you guys, too, just to see how this was playing through. And I noticed that Rick Rydell's show had Paul Jenkins on as the guest host. And I asked him a series of questions.
Fair and balanced radio. There you go.
Yeah. I asked him a series of questions about his relationship with Vico.
They own the Voice of the Times.
Yeah.
And Vico owns it outright.
He was pretty straightforward, although it was obvious he didn't want to talk about it. He wanted to talk about something else instead. But I think he needs to be up front whenever he's in front of a microphone or writing about that relationship because of what's happening here. And you look back over the stuff that he's said in print and on the air, I got a hunch he's a adjunct member of this club.
I don't even know if he might be an outright card-carrying member, as they like to say about the ACLU. That's another thing, and folks were talking about that this morning as well. What about the Voice of the Times? It really brings that to light, you know, that they have that mouthpiece permanently there in the Anchorage Daily News. It's always really kind of turned folks' stomach. And now, especially with this, it makes it seem even more wrong.
It just seems dirty. You know, their journalistic standards, I believe, are so low as to barely qualify them to be in print there. I think it demeans the Anchorage paper. It demeans the Anchorage Daily News to see that kind of stuff on their pages.
Senator French, the personal attacks, it's
always disturbed me.
I asked Paul if he considered himself a journalist, and he said no.
Well, that's a refreshing answer.
I think that's
right.
The other thing is that this has hit the national blogs, mm-hmm. both on the left and the right. The ones on the right are trying to figure out if they'd have had more FBI agents watching Hillary Clinton, this wouldn't have happened. But the ones on the left are taking up. I just wanted to point people to three or four of them that have taken this up in a rational way and to which you can provide information.
All right, real fast, Phil.
Well, of course, you know that... Ray Metcalf has a great database on this, but after that, a blog that's been following Stevens, Ted Stevens, that is, and now, of course, Ben, is one called Talking Points Memo Muckraker.
Right.
And their address on the web is www.tpmmuckraker.com.
Okay.
And they've been covering this pretty well. Also, a blog called Daily Coast, DailyKos.com has several extensive threads on this now, and people commenting from all over the country and compiling information. I mean, I'm glad the FBI did this. It shows that one agency of the federal government hasn't been totally corrupted.
Thanks, Phil. We've got to hit a break here, but we really appreciate your call, your questions, and you're getting the information out there. There's also a couple of local sources that I'd urge you to check out as well for a different take. Alaska Report is one of them, operated out of Juneau, alaskareport.com, and, of course, Insurgent49 at insurgent49.com as well. It's 4:44 in the Anchorage Bowl. Our guests in the studio, Senator Hollis French and Representative Harry Crawford. Holy smokes, day two of the federal raid on Alaska legislators. Unbelievable. The Corrupt Bastards Club. Gosh, the CBC. There you go. Nice and simple acronym for you there. 929-5160, the telephone number. More of your calls after this break.
Does your old slow computer have you down? Then come on into Computer Renaissance and trade up during our trade-in, trade-up event. At Computer Renaissance, we buy, sell, and even trade new and refurbished computer equipment. We even service systems right here in our store. So let's talk trade and get you into a computer with more RAM, a faster processor, or anything else you might want. The trade-in, trade-up event at Computer Renaissance. We're all about computers.
Computer Renaissance in the Kings Row Shopping Center or in Wasilla on the Parks Highway.
This is Herb Ekman, owner of Alaska Sausage. We have been processing game meat for Alaska hunters for over 40 years, and there's a reason people keep coming back year after year. Our traditional old-world recipes turn your carefully prepared meat into products that you will be proud to serve your family and friends. Some of our products include polar sausage, breakfast sausage, hunter, pepper, and teriyaki sticks, and of course our spicy Cajun hot links. Plus this year we brought back the popular jalapeno cheddar Polish. We also have great monthly specials such as Italian sausage, Polish hot dogs, and our German-style bratwurst. Our specials are always very popular. And superior products start with superior meat. So Alaska Sausage accepts only good, clean game meat that has been well cared for before it gets to us. What better way to celebrate a successful hunt? Get the finest game processing available. And if you're not convinced yet, come by and see us and try some samples. I am very proud of the sausage we make, and you will be too.
Alaska Sausage and Seafood is the place, 2914 Arctic Boulevard.
Just tell him Herb sent you.
Hi, Jim Bookie from Wheaties on O'Malley, where we have some wonderful specialty burgers for that time when you are in the mood to spoil yourself. How about a sautéed fresh mushroom cheeseburger, loaded with fresh sliced tomatoes, lettuce, pickles, onions, and our very special homemade burger sauce? Or a grilled onion cheeseburger with some great onion rings, with one of our great homemade milkshakes to bring you the very best. Our French fries are made from those famous fresh Idaho potatoes each and every day sliced in our store. We also bring you that lean buffalo burger from the plains of South Dakota, a great favorite of many. To give you that great quality of freshness, we do not cook it until you arrive at the restaurant, and not before drying out under a light before you arrive. Come on over to Wheaties on O'Malley, between the old and the new Seward Highway. We would love to see you.
Here's a fact for you. Did you know Bell's Nursery sold close to 50,000 hanging baskets this spring? It's true, and lots of those 50,000 baskets will be brought back to Bell's Nurseries to winter over in their big greenhouses. In fact, Bell's Nurseries have been accepting beautiful hanging baskets for winter storage for a couple of weeks now. So if you want Bell's to winter your baskets over till next spring, you really need to bring them in right away because they're going to fill up pretty quickly. Bell's gift shops now have lots of fall decorations, including Department 56 Halloween and Christmas pieces arriving daily. But hurry, quantities are limited. Those wonderful, very attractive Yankee candles for fall with new scents are here, and select custom order social stationery as well, like Cranes, Birchcraft, William Arthur, Checkerboard, and more, now 30%.
And welcome back, folks. You're tuned in to KUDO 1080 AM, your progressive voice in Anchorage, and this is the Aaron Selbig Show. Well, what should we talk about today? Oh, look, right there on the front pages of not just our newspapers, but newspapers all over the country, the FBI and the IRS raiding the offices of Alaska state legislators looking for ties. Here they come. They're coming for you, Ben Stevens. You can't hide in Daddy's office in Girdwood. No siree, Bob. They're on to you.
Coming to get you, baby.
They're even flying all the way out to Nome to get Donnie Olson. Donnie Olson, by the way, the only Democrat involved in the bunch so far. But the facts are still trickling in, folks. We are hearing rumors of more Alaska legislators having their offices searched today. And a good source during the last break, which told us that the Petroleum Club has had FBI agents seize their computers today as well. We are very pleased to be joined in the studio by two legislators that we're pretty sure the FBI isn't going to be coming after anytime soon, Representative Harry Crawford and Senator Hollis French. 929-5160 is our telephone number if you've got a question or comment for them. And, JR, let's go back to the phones now to line one, where we're joined by Thomas Higgins. Hey, Thomas, how you doing? Thomas, are you there, sir? Did we lose him? Oh, well, Thomas, if you're still tuning in, give us a call back. All right, we jump to line two now, where we're joined by another good friend of the show, Joe Princiota. Hey, Joe.
Hello, and good afternoon, Senator French and Representative Crawford.
Hi, Joe.
Hi there.
Appreciate the way you're approaching the subject, because it's. I said it this morning about the way I felt is we're passing a wreck on the highway. We know something's going on, but we don't know who's inside the vehicle or to what extent the damages are. So I guess of the two things I want to say, and I think you already understand the first one, I think you ought to indulge lightly in hypotheticals, because there are people who will take them in as fact, either because they don't critically think or because maybe they want to believe the hypotheticals. And, criminal defense and all of that, we don't even know who's been charged with what.
Well, nobody's been charged with anything.
And we want to emphasize that.
Joe, right. That's a good point. I'm a former prosecutor, and I can tell you that
I've sensed it in your voice.
When you see the FBI swooping in, you've also got to bring to mind the recent security aviation debacle, mm-hmm. where they locked down these offices, they searched them from stem to stern, and it wound up going to trial, and they came up with goose eggs.
Right. So and we give everybody a chance.
That's right.
The second thing, though, that I do want to say, and I approach you, Hollis, as a friend, and Harry. Don't tell Aaron everything. Save something for my show. Thanks, guys.
All right, JR, cut him off. He's done. Get him out of here.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Now, yeah, that's a good point. And I have tried since the top of the show to separate the rumors that we are getting, and they're coming in fast, gentlemen. We're getting a lot of stuff. We're getting calls up to the minute data, trying to separate what is speculation and what is facts. There aren't a whole lot of facts. All we really know is that the FBI and the IRS came in, raided these offices of these six state legislators, and there are no charges. The Associated Press, as we told you moments ago, did get a copy of one of the search warrants, the one served on Donnie Olson's office yesterday. And in that, it says that the petroleum production tax, any documents related to that is something that they're looking for, and also any documents related to the governor's gas line contract with the Big Three. They are also looking at that as well. To me, though, the issue here, and if there's any charges or convictions, what's going on here, what it seems to me, is that the feds have been tipped off by somebody. We've all known, we've sensed, we've seen it, you guys have seen it in Juneau, that there is a culture of corruption in Juneau, that there are some legislators, correct me if I'm wrong, there are some legislators who are influenced more than others by the oil industry. Would you say that's fair?
I would take away the word corruption and just say everyone knows that the oil industry has an enormous amount of influence in what happens in the state. And for whatever reason, some folks are either afraid of them or philosophically aligned with the industry to the point where they stop making decisions that are in the interests of the state of Alaska and start defending these companies that really don't need any defending. They're perfectly capable of advancing their own interests without our help. I worked 12 years in the industry. I consider myself an industry supporter. But you've got to know when to say no. You've got to know when to say this deal is not fair for my constituents, and this deal won't do a thing for most of the people in my district, irrespective of what effect it may have on a few executives or a few higher ups in the oil industry.
We've got to take a break here, but real fast, Ben Stevens, however, accepting nearly $250,000 in a consulting contract from Vico over the last 5 years. That smells of corruption to me.
And what it goes to is his unwillingness to disclose exactly what work it is he does for that money. He might be putting in 60-hour weeks for that money, in which case it's okay. He might be driving up there and getting a bag of cash, in which case that's wrong.
We've absolutely got to take a break here. Representative Harry Crawford, also along with us, with Senator French. 929-5160, the telephone number. I'm Aaron Selbig, and I promise we shall return.
Here's a fact for you. Did you know Bell's Nurseries sold close to 50,000 hanging baskets this spring? It's true, and lots of those 50,000 baskets will be brought back to Bell's Nurseries to winter over in their big greenhouses. In fact, Bell's Nurseries have been accepting beautiful hanging baskets for winter storage for a couple of weeks now. So if you want Bell's to winter your baskets over till next spring, you really need to bring them in right away because they're going to fill up pretty quickly. Bell's gift shops now have lots of fall decorations, including Department 56 Halloween and Christmas pieces arriving daily, but hurry, quantities are limited. Those wonderful, very attractive Yankee candles for fall with new scents are here, and select custom order social stationery as well, like Cranes, Birchcraft, William Arthur, Checkerboard, and more, now 30% off. Plus, of course, Christmas cards, holiday invitations, new baby announcements, wedding invitations, bridal showers, social, and even business stationery. You'll find it all at Bell's right now. Specking Road off Yarmon Road and Cranberry Road in Jewel Lake. Bell's Nurseries and Gifts.
Does your old slow computer have you down? Then come on into Computer Renaissance and trade up during our trade-in trade-up event. At Computer Renaissance, we buy, sell, and even trade new and refurbished computer equipment. We even service systems right here in our store. So let's talk trade and get you into a computer with more RAM, a faster processor, or anything else you might want. The trade-in trade-up event at Computer Renaissance. We're all about computers.
Computer Renaissance in the Kings Row Shopping Center or in Wasilla on the Parks Highway.
You are listening to the Aaron Selbig Show on the Alaska Talk Radio Network.
You like red salmon, don't you? Boy, I do. Best of all the Alaska salmon, I do believe. And right now, Nusagayan City Market have an incredible price on fresh Kodiak whole cleaned red salmon. These fish are just excellent, fresh from the icy cold waters around Kodiak, and just about the last reds of the season. So listen to this, the whole salmon, headed and cleaned, $4.49 a pound. And Nusagayan City Market will stake them or fillet them for free. Fresh red salmon, headed and cleaned, $4.49 a pound in the seafood department of Nusagaya and City Market. Also in the seafood departments, nice manila clams, perfect for chowder or just steaming them until they're tender, $5.99 a pound. In the butcher shop, one of the most flavorful steaks is on sale. Harris Ranch ribeye steaks, just a great steak for the barbecue, and just $11.99 a pound. And here's a little secret. One of my butcher friends at Nusagaya tells me this is his favorite steak just for the flavor and consistency. Ribeyes at Nusagayan City Market, $11.99 a pound. Housie Asian pears are featured in the produce department. A new tree-ripened crop of these excellent pears. They're just two for $3. Big and sweet and juicy. Nusagaya, Midtown and City Market, 13th and I.
Just a couple of minutes until Air America News at the top of the hour. You're tuned into the Aaron Selbig Show right now on KUDO 1080 AM. We've got Senator Hollis French and Representative Harry Crawford in the studio with us. Fellas, if you don't mind, we've got hot phone lines today. Let's go back to line one where we're joined by Chris. Chris from the Diane Benson campaign. Hey, Chris, how you doing? Chris, are you there, sir? JR, did we lose Chris? Something fishy's going on. Are these phone lines owned by Vico? Let's go on over to line two where we're joined by Richard. I couldn't help it. Hi, Richard. Richard, are you there, sir?
Aaron?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? We got our lines mixed up there. Sorry about that.
No, that's right. You know, the one thing I can say, it's a proud day to be a Democrat today.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm not a Democrat, but I can see that these guys sitting across the table from me look pretty proud.
They probably got their chest out and feeling pretty proud. But, you know, the thing I was calling to mention, you know, it's funny how you've got some Republican leaderships in the state, and then you had the searches in Girdwood, but, you know, it doesn't end there. Don Young himself has received, you know, over $100,000 from Vico.
Yeah,
in the last 6 years.
I've got that right here in front of me, Chris, actually. Yep. Yeah, Don Young has received a lot of money from both for personal campaign contributions and through his PAC, Midnight Sun PAC.
Yeah, it's close to about $135,000. You know, and that's not to mention, you know, the fundraisers that Bill Allen has done for him over the years.
Now, this is where you get into some conjecture. Obviously, so far, it hasn't come in that Don Young is a target of this investigation at all, that his offices or home or anything has been searched. But, you know, it just lends the whole idea of Vico, and this has been going on, geez, Harry Hollis, how long, decades that Vico...
Right.
Vico's an Alaskan company. It's an Alaskan oilfield services company. They're worldwide now, but they have always made it a very high priority to make their weight felt in Alaskan politics. Has it just in general, Harry, gotten out of control?
Well, way back in 1985, they were fined, I think, in the tens of thousands. What was it, $70,000 or so?
25 or so.
They were having their – was that when they were having their employees
– payroll deductions.
Payroll deductions yep. for campaign contributions.
Right.
I remember that.
And, you know, they tried to clean up their act, it seems, but they still have put out more than $1 million into Alaska local politics in the last 10 years just from their executives. I mean, they have put out a huge amount of money, more than any other company – nobody else is even close.
And they're not going to do that for nothing.
We've got a break here at the top of the hour for Air America News. Chris, always good to hear from you.
Hey,
thanks for your call.
Not a problem, Aaron. Thanks a lot.
You bet. We'll be keeping our eye on Don Young. You bet. Harry, you made a good point earlier about the campaign finance reform ballot initiative that Alaskans overwhelmingly approved in the primary election. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. This makes it pretty clear why such legislation is necessary. I'm Aaron Selbig. We'll catch you on the other side of Air America News. Alaskans, countrymen and women, lend us your ears. It is time for hour two of the Aaron Selbig Show. You're tuned in right now to KUDO 1080 AM your progressive voice in Anchorage. I'm your host, Aaron Selbig, joined alongside by our board operator extraordinaire, J.R. Zufelt. We are also pleased to be joined in the studio by two Alaska legislators who are not under investigation by the FBI, Senator Hollis French and Representative Harry Crawford. Fellas, the questions just keep pouring out of my mind. More questions than answers at this point. The facts that we do know, here's the latest update, in case folks are just getting off of work and tuning in. The latest update is that the Associated Press has gotten a hold of the search warrant that was served on Donnie Olson's office in Nome yesterday. And probably the juiciest tidbit, definitely the juiciest tidbit out of that, is that the FBI is searching for hats and or other garments that are labeled Corrupt Bastards Club. Unbelievable that these guys might actually own, they actually went out and had made hats that say Corrupt Bastards Club. And what? Did they wear them when they played poker at the Petroleum Club? Did they wear them while doing yard work around the house or gardening? I don't understand. It's funny, but it's also kind of sickening that these guys would have that level of hubris, of arrogance, to actually go around wearing something like that. Absolutely unbelievable. Also, in the warrant, the FBI is looking for documents that are related to the PPT tax, the net profits tax that was just passed by the legislature, and they are also looking for documents related to Governor Murkowski's gas line contract proposal. All right, that's the update. Fellas, if you don't mind, we're going to go back to the phones. 929-5160 is the telephone number if you've got a question for your Alaska legislators. Let's go to line one now, where we're joined by Richard. Hi, Richard.
Hi. How you guys doing over there?
We're doing good. What's on your mind today?
A couple of things. One would be, perception being everything. Whatever happens is going to happen. Maybe nothing will come of it, but the perception is there now. So two questions. One, what does Harry think is going to be the reaction, how is it going to affect severance tax vote in November? And the other question would be for both of them, what's the Democratic caucus's position on Donnie Osmond? Olson.
Very good. Thanks for that, Richard. First question first, I guess, Harry. The gas line tax that's put forward by Eric Croft coming up in November, how does this affect that, do you think, maybe?
Well, I really believe that, if we're going to get a gas line, we're going to have to do it by way of the reserves tax. Mm-hmm. The reserves tax is the only thing that's driving this to actually get us a gas line. And I think that it shows they're calling all these people co-conspirators. Well, there's a conspiracy in the legislature to try to circumvent the will of the people around the reserves tax. And, I think the people are going to see through it and voted in overwhelmingly, and it'll be a real hammer to get the gas line going.
You know, you speak of a conspiracy among certain members of the legislature to circumvent the will of the people. One of the prime examples of that we've seen recently was a couple of years ago when this campaign finance reform passed, and in basically the same manner that it just passed now overwhelmingly in the last primary election. But this happened, I believe it was 10 years ago, 1996. The same thing was passed. Governor Murkowski and a few key legislators undid it and raised back up the amount of money that you can donate to campaigns, circumvented that will of the people to suit their own purposes.
Weakened the lobbying laws in the same stroke.
Yeah. I know you, Harry, have been a big proponent of this, and you worked with ACPERG and with others, Guttenberg and Eric Croft, on this bill. Is this latest round, this FBI raid and all of this, a prime example of why we need something like that?
Absolutely. And, when they were trying to change the law in 2003, they called it the Bill Allen Law, because what he wanted to do was be able to lobby the legislature and still write the big checks, besides the fact that he wanted to double the size of the checks that he could write. I mean, it makes his influence that much more when you can he could write individual checks to legislators for $1,000 apiece, and each one of his executives could write an individual check for $1,000 apiece. That's the reason why we wrote this thing, not just Vico, but anybody else that might do it. But Vico's, I mean, they were the worst offenders.
And there's still more work to be done. I mean, here Ari's being nice not to point out the fact that he's been slammed in the media just in the last week by name, by people who will not disclose their identities because of his stand on the gas reserves tax and his standing up for his beliefs. He's being targeted in TV advertisement, mentioning him by name, by people who will not disclose who their identities are. And, you know, I'm pretty certain it's coming from the oil industry. They've been no fan of this gas reserves tax. And, you know, when you talk about oil industry contributors, you're talking about Vico. So, you know, there's more work to be done. You know, it's an unfair attack. And I'm just hoping we can get down there to Juneau and clean this mess up because there's a weakness in the law about these disclosure items.
929-5160 is our telephone number. If you'd like to jump into the conversation, if you've got a question or comment for Senator Hollis French or Representative Harry Crawford, you know, fellas, speaking of Vico, this one thing, the question that I had on my mind earlier today that I really don't understand. Maybe you can help me with this. Vico is not a huge company. It's an Alaska company. It's based here in Alaska, always has been. They're worldwide now, but they are spending a lot of money. I mean, compared to they don't have the checkbook of British Petroleum or ConocoPhillips. I understand that British Petroleum does not contribute to political campaigns anymore. Is that right? ConocoPhillips, I believe, still does.
Yeah, BP got out several years ago. They just decided they're not going to play in that arena.
But percentage-wise, Vico makes that a huge part of their business. And this is obviously you guys aren't working for Vico, or you wouldn't be here right now. You'd be at home worried about your offices being searched. But why do you have any answer on why that is? Why that is so important to them? Why they are on the front line of political action in the oil industry?
They found it was a winning combination, a strategy for them, a business strategy years ago to be the attack dog of the oil industry. So, I mean, they're a surrogate for the rest of the industry. As long as they're there, BP doesn't have to actually wade in and put their fingerprint on things.
You know, we've got to take a break here at quarter past the hour, but that just begs the question, then, if Vico is spending all this money, and it is, it's millions of dollars every year, what's in it for them? I mean, there's got to be a you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of arrangement here. BP is getting a benefit from what Vico is doing. What is Vico getting from BP? A rhetorical question. We're going to take a short break here. Representative Harry Crawford and Senator Hollis French, our guests. 929-5160, the telephone number. We'll be right back after these messages.
You like red salmon, don't you? Boy, I do. Best of all the Alaska salmon, I do believe. And right now, New Sagayan City Market have an incredible price on fresh Kodiak whole cleaned red salmon. These fish are just excellent, fresh from the icy cold waters around Kodiak, and just about the last reds of the season. So listen to this, the whole salmon, headed and cleaned, $4.49 a pound. And New Sagayan City Market will steak them or fillet them for free. Fresh red salmon, headed and cleaned, $4.49 a pound in the seafood department of New Sagayan and City Market. Also in the seafood departments, nice manila clams, perfect for chowder or just steaming them until they're tender, $5.99 a pound. In the butcher shop, one of the most flavorful steaks is on sale. Harris Ranch ribeye steaks, just a great steak for the barbecue and just $11.99 a pound. And here's a little secret. One of my butcher friends at New Sagayan tells me this is his favorite steak just for the flavor and consistency. Ribeyes at New Sagayan City Market, $11.99 a pound. Housy Asian pears are featured in the produce department. A new tree-ripened crop of these excellent pears. They're just two for $3. Big and sweet and juicy. New Sagayan, Midtown and City Market, 13th and I.
Hello, neighbor. Dan Apted here from Custom CPU. I'd like to offer you something that nobody else offers. Now, I know that most of you have computers, and I know that many of those computers are obstinate old things that quit or freeze up or reboot at the most inconvenient of times. They have spyware or viruses or pop-ups, or maybe it's just something that you're doing wrong. The reason you live with it is because you think it's going to cost a lot to fix, and you might be right. Now, I might get into trouble, but I'll tell you a little secret. Oftentimes, it doesn't take much time at all for our experts to find and cure the problem. Now, here's what I'm going to do. You bring your computer to Custom CPU, and if we can fix it in the first 5 to 10 minutes, it's free. That's right. We can often get you in and out the door with a repaired computer for free. You need to bring your computer to Custom CPU. We're at 1515 East Tudor Road in Anchorage. That's just across Tudor Road from the old Tony Roma's. Or call us at 277-6969. Or if you happen to be in Soldotna, you can call us there at 262-1200. Come to Custom CPU. Your next computer repair could be free.
For the second year in a row, Holy Rosary Academy has been named one of the top 50 Catholic schools in the United States. Holy Rosary Primary School test results soar 3.5 grades above the national average on California achievement test scores. That's 3.5 grades. So by the time they're ready for college, Holy Rosary students score an average of 200 points higher on their SAT scores. Think about that. Doesn't your child deserve the best education he or she can get? Learn more by calling Holy Rosary Academy, 276-5822.
This is Herb Eckman, owner of Alaska Sausage. We have been processing game meat for Alaska hunters for over 40 years, and there's a reason people keep coming back year after year. Our traditional old-world recipes turn your carefully prepared meat into products that you will be proud to serve your family and friends. Some of our products include Polish sausage, breakfast sausage, hunter, pepper, and teriyaki sticks, and of course our spicy Cajun hot legs. Plus this year we've brought back the popular jalapeno cheddar Polish. We also have great monthly specials such as Italian sausage, Polish hot dogs, and our German-style bratwurst. Our specials are always very popular. And superior products start with superior meat. So Alaska Sausage accepts only good, clean game meat that has been well cared for before it gets to us. What better way to celebrate a successful hunt? Get the finest game processing available. And if you're not convinced yet, come by and see us and try some samples. I am very proud of the sausage we make, and you will be too.
Alaska Sausage and Seafood is the place, 2914 Arctic Boulevard.
Just tell him Herb sent you.
And welcome back, folks. It is 519 in the Anchorage Bowl. We're joined in the studio, very pleased to be joined in the studio by Senator Hollis French and Representative Harry Crawford. Our phone lines are open at 929-5160, and I'll give you one guess as to the topic of the day. Let's go to the phones now to line one, where we're joined by Warren. Hi, Warren.
Hello. How you gentlemen doing?
We're doing good, Warren. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to ask the question that haven't been asked yet. Who would benefit either good or bad in this tobacco if FBI find out that there's nothing there and that the wild goose chase that they went on was false information, and that they kind of just say this thing happened because we just got some bad information and everything going like it have never happened. Who would benefit? Wouldn't Sarah Palin kind of really lose her thrust if this happened like that?
Good question. Hollis, you want to field that?
I'll jump in there. You know, if it turns Dare? Out nothing happened, I think what you're
There we go. You got your mic. Your microphone was down. Sorry about that. Hollis French?
I think if it turns out that nothing happened, then you'll just see the status quo persist. You know, I don't think it would benefit either candidate because there's nothing to be made out of it except, unless one candidate had made some intelligent remarks about the situation, had jumped in and speculated. And that's why, you've got to hold back a little bit. I think Warren makes a good point. You've got to always wonder whether, there's some truth to this or not.
Right. The FBI has screwed up investigations before.
That's right. On the other hand, you've got to go, they've got to take their information to a judge and convince him there's probable cause to issue a search warrant. And so if the judge did his or her job, there's something there. And it's human nature to think that when you see all this smoke, there's got to be some fire underneath there.
Yeah.
That's probably true. The point I'm trying to get at is that Sarah Palin is making such a big issue about the good government and bringing good government to the people and honest government. And if this thing backfire, you would see a lot of people blaming Sarah for just that. Just the problem there is that she raising this issue, and there's nothing really happening in the government and getting the FBI all involved. And I think Sarah will get hurt if this thing really backfire like that.
Warren, I don't think
thanks for that, Warren.
I don't think that Sarah Palin is driving any part of this. I don't think anything that she's said or done so far has had any bearing whatsoever on this investigation.
It is possible. Yeah, I agree with you. And even if this, if it did turn out that this was, you know, it ended up being a whole lot of nothing, you know, her whole focus, and it's not just her, there's a lot of Democrats that are running for office that have a similar focus on their campaign. Throw the bums out. Have you had enough? You know, that culture of corruption and that cronyism still exists, and there's still plenty of examples of it, from the longevity bonus to the jet, et cetera, the net profits tax. All you have to do is go to the legislative record, and you can see how these Republican leaders have sold our state out. You don't need an FBI raid. All of that stuff will still be there.
You can make the case without the FBI. That's for darn certain.
Absolutely. But on the other hand, if the FBI raid does, if it does come to some charges and some pretty serious evidence, you could make the argument that does make Sarah Palin's campaign message maybe a bit stronger. And not just her. There's other candidates that are...
Well, I mean, Ethan Berkowitz was on the Channel 2 News last night, you know, thundering about how this is our floor and this is a place where these things shouldn't happen. And he was right. He was saying that 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and back when, you know, he and I stood up and others stood up when Randy Rudrick was appointed to the AOGCC. And, you know, we fought that then, and later on we're praised by Sarah Palin, praised by Webb Shea for having done so. So I think this is an issue that both sides, you know, ethics, that can stand up on and point to you know, a good record.
524 in the Anchorage Bowl. We're going to take a short break here. We've got one phone line open at 929-5160. When we come back, more of your calls and our guests, Representative Harry Crawford and Senator Hollis French. We shall return.
Here's a fact for you. Did you know Bell's Nurseries sold close to 50,000 hanging baskets this spring? It's true, and lots of those 50,000 baskets will be brought back to Bell's Nurseries to winter over in their big greenhouses. In fact, Bell's Nurseries have been accepting beautiful hanging baskets for winter storage for a couple of weeks now. So if you want Bell's to winter your baskets over till next spring, you really need to bring them in right away, because they're going to fill up pretty quickly. Bell's gift shops now have lots of fall decorations, including Department 56 Halloween and Christmas pieces arriving daily, but hurry, quantities are limited. Those wonderful, very attractive Yankee candles for fall with new scents are here, and select custom order social stationery as well, like Cranes, Birchcraft, William Arthur, Checkerboard, and more, now 30% off. Plus, of course, Christmas cards, holiday invitations, new baby announcements, wedding invitations, bridal showers, social, and even business stationery. You'll find it all at Bell's right now. Specking Road off DeArmond Road and Cranberry Road in Jewel Lake. Bell's Nurseries and Gifts.
Senator Hollis French and Representative Harry Crawford, two Alaska legislators who are not being investigated by the FBI. Our guest right here on the Aaron Selvig Show. Let's go to the phones to line two, where we're joined by Kevin. Kevin, are you there, sir?
Yes, Aaron, I am. I guess, you know, when you look at what happened on the national level with the Abramoff thing, the press tried to make it equally a Democratic and Republican problem, but Howard Dean quickly shot that down. And then we saw with William Jefferson in Louisiana, and Nancy Pelosi immediately stepped in and asked him to step down from his spot on one important committee. And I know it's making you gentlemen uncomfortable because it's one of your own, but I'm worried that they're going to try and make this a Democrat or Republican thing, even though it's only one Democrat out of the whole bunch. Is there any idea on how you're going to handle this? I know you got to wait until everything, you know, comes out, but then again, as one guy said, you know, appearance, a lot of people base it just on what the appearance is as opposed to what the facts are. I'll take your answer off the air. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Knowing Donnie as well as I do, I think that if he's tied up in this and guilty up, he's ready to take his licks like the rest of them. And, you know, we're not going to stick up for him if he's done something wrong. That's pure and simple.
But let me just say the other side, which is that, you know, until you bring me some evidence of wrongdoing, I'm going to say that he's innocent, just like any other American is. And I don't care if they're investigating Richard Nixon or if they're investigating Bill Clinton. You know, until you bring me some evidence, he's innocent. So, you know, I'm going to take a wait-and-see attitude. And the same goes for Ben Stevens. You know, if he's done something wrong, he's guilty. But until you bring me some evidence, he's an innocent guy like the rest of us.
On that, we're going to have to play the waiting game. Facts are coming in on an hour-by-hour basis. Next week, and by the way, folks, we will be off the air for Labor Day. There's going to be a Yankees game on Kudo on that day. When we come back on Tuesday, this will probably be a whole different story. We'll just have to wait and see. Let's try to squeeze in one more call before we go to the bottom of the hour break. By the way, Senator French is going to stick around with us on the other side. Let's go to line three now, where we're joined by Thomas Higgins. Thomas, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Thomas, what's up?
Yeah, where did you get the word that Girdwood was involved?
It was in the newspaper. I'd heard it from a couple of sources yesterday, and it was in the newspaper.
Yeah, I heard it from one source yesterday, and then I kept listening for it again and again. I heard the story probably a dozen times over the night's end, mm-hmm. and only that one time. It was almost like they were trying to, since saying Girdwood pretty much pointed a direct finger at somebody they didn't want to point a finger at.
Well, here's what the Daily News said about that, because I'm like you, Thomas. When I heard Girdwood, I thought immediately of Ted Stevens. The only other Alaskan figure that I can think of that's down there is Lisa Murkowski.
Well, I'm not sure if she got to move there or not, because she couldn't sell her house.
I think she did end up moving there. But, you know, we all thought of Ted Stevens. That what the Daily News printed was that neighbors who were keeping an eye on his house didn't see any FBI agents or anybody going in and out of there. That was the best they could come up with. You would think, though, that if that was happening, if they were raiding Ted Stevens' house or his office at the Girdwood Post Office, somebody would have seen something.
Yeah, and also,
on the other hand, it doesn't take them very long. I heard from someone that was watching the FBI work yesterday that they can pull your hard drive out of your computer, wave it in front of some space-age tool that no one had ever seen before, and make a copy of it in no time flat.
Holy smokes.
So, yeah, that was an interesting little insight into how they can operate.
You never know. They throw that word out there, Girdwood. Who the hell's in Girdwood other than Ted Stevens? Thomas, we got to go at the bottom of the hour, but always a pleasure to talk to you. Representative Crawford, you got to take off?
Got
to leave
now.
At the bottom of the hour. He's got business to attend to. You're going to stick around with us for a few more minutes. And Senator Hollis French, stick around with us a little bit as well.
I'll be here.
All right, excellent. Let's do that. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with more of the Aaron Selbig Show on Kudo 1080 AM. Dano, 929-5160, the telephone number. Oh, what you gonna do when they come for you? All right, this is the Aaron Selbig Show. It is 535 in the Anchorage Bowl. You're tuned in to KUDO 1080 AM, and our guest, Senator Hollis French and Representative Harry Crawford, have agreed to stick around with us for a little while. That gives you one more opportunity to call in with your questions or comments for them on this whole FBI raid mess. The Corrupt Bastards Club. I'm very sorry, I don't usually use language like that on this show, but that is a direct quote coming from the search warrant that was served on Donnie Olson's office in Nome yesterday. The Associated Press got a hold of it. Apparently, among the items the FBI looking for, hats and other articles of clothing emblazoned with that logo, the Corrupt Bastards Club. Can you imagine the sheer arrogance that it would take? These guys actually had something like that printed up that they wore, or what, around the house, doing yard work, meeting for poker games? Outlandish. Let's go to the phones, to line one, where we're joined by Linda. Hi, Linda. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. You know, you should take frequent days off so that stories like this would hit the news.
Oh, and every time I take a day off, I think of the biggest story ever. Holy smokes.
I was just imagining you yesterday just kind of flogging yourself.
I was upset. I was upset.
What was going on.
You know, on the bright side, though, yesterday, honestly, there really wasn't that much to talk about. Today, still more questions than answers, but a little more facts starting to trickle in. We got a little bit more to talk about today, and we had Hollis and Harry scheduled beforehand, so it actually worked out pretty good.
Yeah, it did. I wanted to just mention, kind of referring to Warren's phone call, while I understand the spirit of what he's saying, he clearly hasn't lived in Alaska for a long time. I've lived here for 22 years, and I spent a few of the, I've spent since 1987 working in construction, and I've been working, I worked up in Prudhoe Bay for several years, and I worked for the Vico Maintenance Office in Prudhoe Bay, which is basically their center of operations up there. And I can tell you right now, when I heard about these hats, that is pure Bill Allen.
Really?
I mean, I can totally believe that those were printed up and that that's who printed them up.
Bill,
I have no doubt. He is absolutely one of the forerunners of the Good Old Boys Network in this state that's been going on for a long time.
Well yeah, Linda, I think we all know that, but to actually have the... I mean, what kind of sick and twisted sense of humor is that to print up a hat of genuinely corrupt bastards that says Corrupt Bastards Club?
But you have to work for these guys to understand. They believe that they own the state. They don't just, like, think it. They know it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they have that kind of arrogance. It's just anyone. I know that anyone who has worked in Prudhoe Bay with these folks is nodding their heads right now because this is just typical behavior. And I just have to chuckle about all this because all I could think of when I heard this stuff is, well, it took them long enough.
Yeah.
So I can only hope that things. I mean, Bill Allen's the only guy I've ever heard of that got in a fist fight at his own company's Christmas party. You know what I'm saying? It was like 15
right.
years ago, but still.
Yeah, Representative Crawford, Senator French, do you guys, you know, when the lights are off and the reporters are gone out of the Capitol in Juneau, do you have any kind of hats or T-shirts or a little private club or anything?
Yeah,
going on?
Mine says Democrats. We might be outnumbered, but we've got them surrounded.
and on that, I'm going to get off the air, but, sir, I would like one of those T-shirts, please.
You bet. Thanks, Linda, for the
you.
Call. Let's go from Linda on line one to Will on line two. Hi, Will.
Hey, Aaron. Well, first of all, let me thank you for the foundation of your show and your hosting the show. And it's nice to call a radio talk show, but the airways really are owned by us. But to have somebody just ask your name and not try to screen your call to see what your question is. Thank you for your openness, okay?
You bet, Will. Appreciate that. And just so folks know, that's how we run things, JR and I, around here. We don't screen calls. If you want to get on, you're going to get on. And you're free to express any opinion you'd like to on the show. We're not going to shout you down. We're not going to cut you off unless you are rude or you say a bad word. That's about the only two requirements.
Or abusive or a few other things. But I just sometimes, you know, it's all in the dialogue, and I think we've forgotten how important the dialogue is. And it shows like yours that lend credibility and hope and inspiration for us to participate. So having said those things, okay.
Oh, Will,
First of all, thank the lady with the light moment. That was a wonderful light moment on such a serious problem, but it was enjoyable.
Sure.
Here's what I want. The reason I called was this. But you know, I heard Aaron Berkowitz. By the way, I'm going to vote for Mr. Berkowitz and Sarah and Paul, and that's where I'm at right now, just to show you where my frame of mind is at. Okay. But here's my concern: that today I heard Aaron Berkowitz, I heard the mayor, Mr. Begich, I heard Mr. Stoltz. All of these people, when asked to please move our capital to where the bulk of the population is at, every one of these people equivocated. So I'd like to ask these two gentlemen here, will you be please move our legislation to legislator to Anchorage area? And yes or no? And then here's the thing. If I can take, this is just staggering, this dark hole of abyss of isolation and passion from the people. And when I hear elected officials equivocate and dodge and minimize that question, I am staggered by what darkness must lie in that area. There is no rational foundation for leaving that in such a detached mode. And I'll quit diatribing you and get back to quick. Please answer, and I'll stay on the line
just in case I have to participate in this, okay?
All right, well, thanks a lot. We don't have a lot of time before we got to take a break, but this issue has, the capital move issue has come up again because where Sarah Palin stands on it is, well, nobody's 100% sure. For the record, let me put this forward to our two guests. Senator French, Harry Crawford, where do you stand on moving the Capitol out of Juneau?
I'm against the Capitol move, and I'll just say that anybody that wants to participate, that wants to make a half of an effort to participate, can participate in the process just as well as if the Capitol is in Juneau or if it's in Wasilla or in downtown Anchorage. If you want to participate, you can do that, and there's nothing about the distance that keeps you from participating.
Can I just wade in here for just a second?
Let's get Harry Crawford's answer.
I want you to know that there are thousands of people that live in Juneau. They have their homes there. Their lives are there. And, you know, they work for the state government. When you're talking about moving the Capitol, you're talking about moving all those people. Why not have the legislature come up here and meet, you know, so that you have access to your legislators? But that's fine. But don't talk about moving all of those people and you know, making Juneau dry up and blow away.
Let me say this, and if I might, because for the question, now let me respond to this, okay? I'm talking about not so much the Capitol. The legislative body could be here. And this is staggering to me that men of any average intelligence make this type of a claim to deny the bulk of your population, the hub of this great state nation, on the verge of the opportunity we're about to face, for you to have any type of rationale that justifies this. This is a horrid, horrid example of something gone awry. Just the flight time and the cost alone, and not to mention if one of our legislators or plane load went down. This is so fundamentally flawed that I'm staggered by you gentlemen even making this claim of a few state jobs in relationship to an entire state of people at a hub city. This is unfathomable to me, and this is what's staggering. And apparently all of you are afflicted with this nonsensical, untenable position.
All right. Well, you got your chance to say your thing. We're up against a break. Okay. We do appreciate your call. Gentlemen, it's staggering and unfathomable.
Well, here we stand, staggered and fathomed.
How do you get to Juneau? I mean,
I hop on an airplane Monday mornings and fly down there, and I fly back Friday afternoon. I pay my own way out of my own pocket. It's part of what, you know, it's how I decide to spend the money that the state gives me to live on, and it's just a cost of doing business. I don't particularly enjoy it, but my belief is that any citizen that wants to participate in government has got many, many avenues to do so, and that, you know, you don't see folks going, you know, driving from Miami to Tallahassee to jump on their legislators in Florida. Most people are bored to death by the legislative process, and I don't blame them. It is boring. You'd have to be crazy to sit through some of those committee meetings, and most folks just don't want to spend their lives doing that. So,
personally, if you ask me, for right now anyway, gavel to gavel is good enough. All right, quarter to six. Do you want to say something, Harry?
We had a resources meeting yesterday, and there were about 10 people that in Anchorage. Right here, we had a resources meeting. We had people from Juneau calling in. We had people from Fairbanks calling in, I mean legislators. And we had a legislative meeting right here. And, you know, if people wanted to come and participate, they had the opportunity to come and participate yesterday. But I think it's fine if we have legislative meetings all around the state, certainly here in Anchorage. But let's not talk about uprooting all those people, those thousands of people that are state employees that are working and living their lives, have built their lives in Juneau. That's unconscionable. That's unfathomable.
We got to take a break here. Quarter to six in the Anchorage Bowl. 15 minutes left in our show. Senator Hollis French is going to stick around with us. Representative Crawford, you got to take off or can you stay?
Go.
He's got to go. Got to go do some important business. Thanks a lot, Harry, for coming in and joining us today. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Thank you.
All right. More of the Aaron Selbig Show coming up in a couple of minutes right here on KUDO 1080 AM.
You like red salmon, don't you? Boy, I do. Best of all the Alaska salmon, I do believe. And right now, Nusagayan City Market have an incredible price on fresh Kodiak whole cleaned red salmon. These fish are just excellent, fresh from the icy cold waters around Kodiak, and just about the last reds of the season. So listen to this. The whole salmon, headed and cleaned, $4.49 a pound. And Nusagayan City Market will steak them or fillet them for free. Fresh red salmon, headed and cleaned, $4.49 a pound in the seafood department of Nusagayan and City Market. Also in the seafood departments, nice manila clams, perfect for chowder or just steaming them until they're tender, $5.99 a pound. In the butcher shop, one of the most flavorful steaks is on sale. Harris Ranch ribeye steaks, just a great steak for the barbecue and just $11.99 a pound. And here's a little secret. One of my butcher friends at Nusagayan tells me this is his favorite steak just for the flavor and consistency. Ribeyes at Nusagayan City Market, $11.99 a pound. Housie Asian pears are featured in the produce department. A new tree-ripened crop of these excellent pears. They're just two for $3. Big and sweet and juicy. Nusagayan, Midtown and City Market, 13th and I.
Today for lunch, why do a subpar sandwich when you can do one of Wendy's four fresh new frascata sandwiches? You may say taste is subjective, but try our new sandwiches and you'll see the difference is substantial. They're stacked with premium meats like roasted turkey and black forest ham, natural Swiss, and cool, crisp toppings. And our artisan bread is freshly baked, so it's sublime. For a picnic and every fresh bite, try Wendy's four new frascata sandwiches. Anything less is a sub sandwich. Don't compromise. Do Wendy's. Do what tastes right.
So this is an opportunity. Now, I know that most people won't act on it. Some will dismiss it as being too good to believe, but there will be a select few who will jump at it. The opportunity is beautiful recreational property at Falcons Ridge on the Big Sioux, an hour and 45 minutes north of Anchorage. How exciting is this opportunity? Well, there's a painless way to find out. Saturday and Sunday, October 9th and 10th, Johnson Investments will host an open house at Sheep Creek Lodge, mile 88 of the Parks Highway. They'll even have a real live falcon there with a falconeer who will demonstrate falconry, so the kids will love it. Mostly, however, it's a great opportunity to learn about some of the best recreational land left in South Central Alaska. Falcons Ridge includes cabin sites all accessible from the Parks Highway by private road. Excellent river frontage with private river access on the Big Sioux. For more information, you can call Johnson Investments at 561-2257. Don't let this one go by without at least looking. Johnson Investments, 561-2257. Free open house Saturday and Sunday from noon to 6 p.m. at the Sheep Creek Lodge for Falcons Ridge at the Big Sioux.
And welcome back, folks. We got about 10 minutes left in the exciting nonstop thrill ride that is the Aaron Selbig Show. Representative Harry Crawford had to take off. He's got business to attend to. But Senator Hollis French is going to be sticking around with us for the duration. Senator French, we got callers on the line. But before we go back to the phone, I want to ask you real quick. The subject of the Capitol move just came up on the other side of the break with a caller, Will, that asked about it. Sarah Palin, it is a widely held belief that if she does win the election and goes to the governor's mansion, that she's going to bring this up, that her supporters out there in the valley are going to expect her to, that this Capitol move argument might be revisited. Gosh, I don't even know how many times we're on. You made the comment in your answer to Will's question that anybody who wants to has access to the political process in Juneau. How do you mean? What are the ways that we have that access?
I keep an 800 number, so anybody in the state can call my office for free. We have email access is the second biggest and easiest method. Gavel to gavel covers all day long. They cover hearings that you can watch and listen to. If you want to participate, you can go to a legislative information office and talk to the committee members as they consider a bill for free and have your views heard. Folks can even write an old-fashioned letter. I still get with some of those from time to time. They're kind of quaint anymore, but I really enjoy getting a letter from a constituent. They get a lot more attention than, say, a phone call or an email. Someone that sits down and writes a letter is going to get attention. So I maintain that there are many, many ways for you to influence the debate in Juneau without getting in your car, driving to a parking lot, walking inside, and sitting in a hearing.
And just in case some of our younger listeners in the audience aren't sure, a letter is like an email that's on paper. Is that right, Senator French?
Basically? Right. Okay. You can still find them in museums. All right.
Very well. Gavel to Gavel, by the way, is on Anchorage GCI cable. Is it channel 43? Is that right, JR? Channel 43, gavel to gavel, right here. All right, let's get back to the phones. We got a full board. We go to line one now, where we're joined by the illustrious Tina. Hi, Tina. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Good.
I wanted to say that, you know, a little bit earlier when Linda was on, you said, what would make them do this? Some kind of warped sense of humor regarding the hats.
Right, the Corrupt Bastards Club
yes.
hats.
And what I would say, it's just sheer arrogance. And even if all these men are found innocent and this doesn't go anywhere, just the fact that an item of clothing like that such does exist does prove that they, you know,
Says a lot about what kind of people they are.
It does. And speaking of pure arrogance, I also wanted to know, and I know this is all pure speculation,
sure.
Speaking of pure, but I'm wondering how far up this will go as far as Murkowski.
Well, let me just offer you another way of thinking about it, which is someone mentioned recently that when it came time for a new United States attorney to be appointed in the state of Alaska, that they went to someone not from Alaska, someone from outside, and went against the wishes of Ted Stevens. Now, when you stop and think about the level of approval that you had to get in the Justice Department to override the wishes of a senior United States senator with regard to appointing, you know, a U.S. attorney, is you've got to see that this goes up to the very top of the Justice Department, our, you know, nationwide Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, and it's probably something that he even checked in with the president on, you know, just to give him an FYI, but I'm overriding Ted Stevens' wishes with respect to a U.S. attorney in this appointment. And so, you know, I'm not sure where the level of corruption stops, but I know that that particular fact really raises eyebrows.
You would think that to raid the offices of state legislators, maybe this has happened in other states, I don't know. In my political experience in Alaska and Arizona and elsewhere, I have never seen anything like this ever before. You would think that in the Justice Department, like you said, it would have to go up pretty close to the top, if not all the way.
Exactly. These are high-level decisions that you don't make without serious thought.
All right, we've got to take a break here. By the way, we want to tip you off, folks. Tonight at the conclusion of the Aaron Selbig Show, KUDO will be going straight to coverage of the final preseason game that will be putting on the San Francisco 49ers versus the San Diego Chargers. That coming up after our show. Football! I can't wait. All right, 5:53 in the Anchorage Bowl. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back on the other side.
You like red salmon, don't you? Boy, I do. Best of all the Alaska salmon, I do believe. And right now, Nusagayan City Market have an incredible price on fresh Kodiak whole cleaned red salmon. These fish are just excellent, fresh from the icy cold waters around Kodiak, and just about the last reds of the season. So listen to this, the whole salmon, headed and cleaned, $4.49 a pound. And Nusagayan City Market will steak them or fillet them for free. Fresh red salmon, headed and cleaned, $4.49 a pound in the seafood department of Nusagayan and City Market. Also in the seafood departments, nice manila clams, perfect for chowder or just steaming them until they're tender, $5.99 a pound. In the butcher shop, one of the most flavorful steaks is on sale. Harris Ranch ribeye steaks, just a great steak for the barbecue and just $11.99 a pound. And here's a little secret. One of my butcher friends at Nusagayan tells me this is his favorite steak just for the flavor and consistency. Ribeyes at Nusagayan City Market, $11.99 a pound. Housie Asian pears are featured in the produce department. A new tree-ripened crop of these excellent pears. They're just two for $3. Big and sweet and juicy. Nusagayan Midtown and City Market, 13th and I.
This is Herb Eckman, owner of Alaska Sausage. We have been processing game meat for Alaska hunters for over 40 years, and there's a reason people keep coming back year after year. Our traditional old-world recipes turn your carefully prepared meat into products that you will be proud to serve your family and friends. Some of our products include Polish sausage, breakfast sausage, hunter, pepper, and teriyaki sticks, and of course our spicy Cajun hot links. Plus this year we've brought back the popular jalapeno cheddar Polish. We also have great monthly specials such as Italian sausage, Polish hot dogs, and our German-style bratwurst. Our specials are always very popular. And superior products start with superior meat. So Alaska Sausage accepts only good, clean game meat that has been well cared for before it gets to us. What better way to celebrate a successful hunt? Get the finest game processing available. And if you're not convinced yet, come by and see us and try some samples. I am very proud of the sausage we make, and you will be too.
Alaska Sausage and Seafood is the place, 2914 Arctic Boulevard.
Just tell him Herb sent you.
Here's a fact for you. Did you know Bell's Nurseries sold close to 50,000 hanging baskets this spring? It's true, and lots of those 50,000 baskets will be brought back to Bell's Nurseries to winter over in their big greenhouses. In fact, Bell's Nurseries have been accepting beautiful hanging baskets for winter storage for a couple of weeks now. So if you want Bell's to winter your baskets over till next spring, you really need to bring them in right away because they're going to fill up pretty quickly. Bell's gift shops now have lots of fall decorations, including Department 56 Halloween and Christmas pieces arriving daily, but hurry, quantities are limited.
Those wonderful, very attractive Yankee candles for fall with new scents are here, and select custom order social stationery as well, like Cranes, Birchcraft, William Arthur, Checkerboard, and more, now 30% off. Plus, of course, Christmas cards, holiday invitations, new baby announcements, wedding invitations, bridal showers, social, and even business stationery. You'll find it all at Bell's right now. Specky Road off Yarmon Road and Cranberry Road in Jewel Lake. Bell's Nurseries and Gifts.
You're listening to the Aaron Subic Show on the Alaska Talk Radio Network.
All right, just a reminder, folks, we won't be here on Monday, Labor Day. We will be playing a best of. Oh, no, we won't. Never mind. There's going to be a Yankees game. Speaking of sports, 49ers and the San Diego Chargers coming up next on Kudo. We got time for one more call with Senator Hollis French before we get out of here. Let's go back to the phone lines and Jim. Hey, Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, your last caller. What's on your mind?
Well, the Capitol move stimulated me. I think if they move the Capitol, the corrupt old bastards will get all the contracts, and that's a good enough reason not to move it. And, you know, ordinary people have to work. They can't spend all their time trying to catch some legislator. Send them a LIO message or a letter. That's the best you can hope for, really. What we need is some kind of independent prosecutor to look after these elected officials and high appointees and civil servants that trample over people's rights. Can we get something like that in Alaska, or do we have to wait until the FBI catch them?
You know, one thing that somebody mentioned to me along those lines is that Alaska should think about doing what most other states do and have an elected attorney general. Do you think that's that might help in situations like this?
This is one of those great debates that goes on and on and on. We don't elect our AGs because we believe that the governor's got to have his own attorney and that you get a cleaner Department of Law without those elections. But you do need, at some level, an independent agency that can jump in and do these investigations when it looks like government itself is the target.
Jim, thanks a lot for the call. We got to get out of here. Senator French, always a pleasure. You just did an hour and a half of radio. You're a pro.
It's easy.
All right. San Francisco 49ers football coming up right now.